This is AP News Minute. President Joe Biden toured a neighborhood in storm-ravaged New Jersey Tuesday to survey damage left by floods caused by remnants of Hurricane Ida last week. He said better rebuilding is needed to deal with future storms and cited his own $1 trillion plan now pending in Congress. The Taliban announced an all-male interim government for Afghanistan, stacked with veterans of their hardline rule from the 1990s and the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition. The move Tuesday seems unlikely to win over the international support its leaders need to avoid an economic meltdown. In Brazil, thousands took to the streets for Independence Day celebrations and in support of embattled President Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro is feuding with the country's high court over the ordered arrests of several of his supporters. Critics fear the demonstrations could take a violent turn. And El Salvador became the first country to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender Tuesday, but not without hiccups. The rollout stumbled in its first few hours due to some technical issues with the digital wallet used for transactions.